We go to the National Weather Service. Meteorologist Jerry Diaz is with us. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning to you, too.
Good afternoon now at 1211 at KSRO. All right, let's talk about the fire circumstances. Obviously, the smoke is pouring from the glass fire from Napa County into Sonoma County as well. Let's talk about the air conditions first, if we can, Jerry.
Yeah, let's start with that. Yeah, so like you said, we've got all that smoke coming in from the North Bay, and it's actually been a really interesting seeing that evolution this morning. You've got this very thin line of very thick smoke just making its way down into the North Bay, all the way out into the ocean. And at the same time, we also have, if on visible satellite, some smoke, elevated smoke, to our east. So that's a result of all the active wildfires out in the Sierras. So overall, we've got the culmination of smoke to our east, and now this elevated smoke from this new active wildfire, the glass fire, up in Napa Valley.
Yes, obviously, very difficult conditions there. The spare of the air was already in place for today because of what was expected to be smoke incoming from the August complex fires, and now on top of that, we have the glass fire. Can you talk about the air quality, what it's expected to be later today and tomorrow?
Yeah, and yeah, it's really great that you brought up the August complex because that was originally what we were forecasting for. We were looking for that smoke conditions that were going to come down because of this offshore flow. So we've got what that refers to is winds that are coming in from the northeast into our area. And it's looking like, at least for the rest of this afternoon, now we have that added smoke from the glass fire. So we'll see a deterioration in air quality for the North Bay through the rest of the afternoon and evening. And we might also see some areas in the East and South Bay get affected by some of that smoke from the Central Valley that'll slowly start to make its way over here as well.
And the wind is blowing that smoke in our direction, obviously, with the red flag warning, Jerry. We are very concerned about fire danger, both here and in Napa County now. Can you update us on the wind conditions that can be expected over the next 36 hours?
Sure, and, you know, Pat, we'd hate to be the bearers of bad news, but unfortunately, it is looking like, for the overnight conditions, our primary concern will be those strong offshore winds that will start to pick up again going into the evening and really over the overnight hours. Unfortunately, that will create for some fire weather concerns, not only for the potential for new wildfire starts, but also for the spread of other wildfires. So the glass fire that just started earlier this morning, unfortunately, will be something that we'll have to keep an eye on, especially as those winds start picking up overnight.
Very good. We'll be keeping a watch on that. And, Jerry, under normal conditions, we would be most asking and first asking about the hot temperatures. But then again, it's the end of September. Still, it's going to get hot. And can you talk about any advisories that are in place and give us a range of temperatures today?
Sure. Yeah, and all this smoke aside, we are under a heat advisory for most of the Bay Area. So that includes most of the North Bay, East Bay, parts of the South Bay, and the Bay shoreline.
And then go ahead.
So we're expecting temperatures that will be around those 80s to 90s, with some locations, especially in San Francisco, maybe getting as close as the 90-degree mark. So that's something we're going to be keeping a close eye on. As for the interior, we're expecting temperatures between 95 to 102, with some isolated areas getting as high as 104.
And when do we get a break from all this, Jerry? How about a lowering of the winds? How about a lowering of the temperatures? What have you got for us?
Well, Pat, the good news is, if there is any good news, really, is that we are expecting some southerly winds going into tomorrow morning, which should help cool off at least some parts of the central coast. It might actually keep us from getting too hot up in San Francisco, but unfortunately, depending on when those winds get there, it might not be soon enough. So we are still expecting a hot day tomorrow. But going into the rest of the week, we are seeing that at the very least, we should get that return of that onshore flow, some more of that sea breeze, which should help keep coastal temperatures a little lower than they otherwise would be.
All right, very good. Anything else you'd like to add, Jerry, as if this isn't enough?
For any questions that you may have regarding specific air quality concentrations, we recommend that you reach out to the Bay Area Air Quality District, and there's also AirNow, which can give you more specific location concentrations.
Very good. Jerry Diaz, meteorologist at the National Weather Service. Jerry, thank you for being with us.
Yeah, my pleasure, Pat.